more than a generation. Then the Shadowmaster and Kialune wars had devastated them. He wriggled, but not hard, just enough to satisfy his self-image. We spent the remainder of the day together. Suvrin made the transitions from grudging prisoner to nervous accomplice to helpful ally. He was easily led, over-responding to modest praise and expressions of gratitude. My guess was that he had not had many nice things said to him during his young life, and he was scared to death that I would demolish him the instant he did fail to cooperate. We sent the rest of the soldiers home as soon as our men stripped the new town armory. Most of the weapons stored there looked like they had been picked up off old battlefields and treated with contempt ever since by the armorer whose work I had so much admired earlier. I found the man and drafted him. He was a prima donna, a master with an artist's attitude. I figured one eye could tame him. Suvrin accompanied me when I went across to the farm Sara had acquired. Poor leader though he was, Suvrin really was in charge of all the armed forces in the Kialune region, which said very little for the quality of his men, or for the wisdom and commitment of his superiors. But I decided to keep him handy. He was useful as a symbol, if nothing else. When I went across, I insisted that everyone else make the move, too. I wanted everyone not out on picket duty or patrol in one place so we could respond quickly in strength to any threat. I told Suvrin, I've neutralized the whole province except for that little fort below the Shadow Gate, right? That stronghold had sealed its gate. The men inside would not respond to the messenger I sent. Suvrin nodded. He was having second thoughts too late. Will they leave if you tell them to go?
No. They're foreigners. Left by the great general to keep the road to the Shadow Gate closed.
How many?
14.
Good soldiers? Embarrassed.
Much better than mine.
Which might only mean that they could march in step. Tell me about their fort. How are they set for water and provisions? The fat man hemmed and hawed. Suvrin, you have to think about this. You can't get in any deeper than you already are. You can only do your best to get back out. Too many people have seen you cooperating already. I'm sorry, buddy. You're stuck. I fought sliding into the character of Vajra the Naga, seductive as it was so blessedly useful. Suvrin made a sound suspiciously like a whimper.
Courage, Cousin Suvrin.
We live with it every day. All you can do is put on a death's head grin and tug on their beards and yank out their tail feathers. Here we go. This looks like the place. A poorly built structure had loomed out of the darkness. Light leaked out through the roof and walls both. I wondered why they bothered. Maybe it was still under construction. I could make out the vague shapes of tents beyond it. Something stirred on the roof tree as I pulled the door hanging aside so Suvrin could enter. The white crow. A soft chuckle came from the bird.
Sister, sister, Taglios begins to waken.
The thing took wing. I watched it fade in the light of a rising fragment of moon. That had been pretty clear. I shrugged and went inside. I could worry about the white crow next week, once I finally got a chance to go to bed. Are any of you guys aware that